the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Legislators and mayors who attended briefings on Wednesday with the state's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness and state police about New Jersey's ongoing drone sightings came away disappointed. Assemblyman Brian Bergen says the meeting was a, quote, waste of time and disappointing in terms of the presentation and the lack of information, making him more concerned about the intent of the drones. State Senator John Bramnick added that the state doesn't have any information or know the source of drones. New Jersey performs quite well in an analysis of nursing homes by U.S. News and World Report. Lead analyst Zach Adams says more than 100 facilities in the Garden State are high-performing in at least one category.
So that means nearly one in three homes in New Jersey was high-performing in some type of care, compared with only about one in five nationally.
At NJ1015.com, we have a rundown of the 28 facilities considered high-performing in both long- and short-term care. And NJ Transit is not allowing any beverages of any kind during SantaCon.
The SantaCon event takes place on Saturday, December 14th in New York City and Saturday, December 21st in Hoboken. And NJ Transit is prohibiting any containers open or closed on trains, buses, or light rail on these dates. Officials say this policy will be strictly enforced. Beverages of any kind are never allowed on NJ Transit buses in any event. Jacqueline Carl, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will it clear up later this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Prescription products required.
New Jersey 101.5. It's 11:05. Here's fast traffic.
Crash cleared on the northbound turnpike car lanes by exit 14 in Newark. 78 West reportedly has some express lane work near exit 57. And Route 1 North in Lawrence has right lane work at Quaker Bridge Road until 6 a.m. That all is weather permitting, of course. We've been doing pretty well overall on the parkway and across the Delaware. Delays entering New Jersey at the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Watch for slowdowns at the Burlington-Bristol Bridge. We've had a couple of openings over the last half hour for marine traffic. And across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, single file at the Holland Tunnel. Expect some delays. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shaport, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
All live, all local, all Jersey. We are New Jersey 101.5.
Getting quality.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Skies will be clearing out overnight as the rain moves away. Lows from the upper 20s in the northwest hills, middle 30s along the coast. Windy conditions throughout the day on Thursday, keeping that chilly air locked in despite the sunshine. Highs only in the middle 30s in the northwest hills to lower 40s along the coast and in the south. Sunshine overhead on Friday, but still chilly. Highs from the lower 30s in the northwest hills to lower 40s in the south. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
In Patterson, it's 40 degrees, Hamilton 40, and Cape May Courthouse 40. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.